from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Welcome to the most historic week in modern American politics.
Probably in the last millennium.
I think so. Yeah, I think that. No, I think that's really, you kind of laughed a little bit.
No,
there,
I'm serious about that.
That's fair.
I mean, you think about what's happened in the past few days, or just weeks, actually. I mean, we have got one of the candidates for president who has been indicted and convicted. There was an assassination attempt on him. And now the other candidate who has gone through the entire primary process and won is dropping out literally weeks before the election.
It almost looks like a really weird movie.
Yeah, a very bad Netflix movie.
Yeah, about a bunch of really bad people trying to hold on to power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of where I am, too. Let me back up for a moment. I want to take credit for this, because in December, in a viral post that went over a million on Twitter, and Charlie Kirk did a whole show on it, I predicted in December not only that Joe Biden would drop out, but that it would happen this week. And I've nailed this. And specifically, I didn't give a date. What I said was it would be the week after the convention. I said it would be right after the Republican convention. Joe Biden will drop out. I said it in December. What if this entire thing was a narrative? Now, if you look up narrative online, you know, you'll see it's basically a way to build a story. I took a whole college class when I was in reporting school and journalism school at UNC Chapel Hill called Narrative. And it was about how to tell a story. For the Democrats' purpose, a narrative, you hear that word all the time, a narrative is a big, long, multi-stage lie. It's not just one lie one time on one issue or, no, Joe's fine. That's just a cheap fake video. No, it's a lie that unfolds in stages, a story that is a lie that unfolds in stages. So how was I able to tell you back in December that right after the GOP convention, Joe Biden would drop out? Because it was part of a bigger, longer lie, Lee. And this is the opening to the story that I want to put on the show today. When you do things, when you get to the point in a socialist agenda and that Democrats are in, and it comes to this every time since their hero Marx wrote his little guidebook, they always get here. The part where the economy becomes a steaming heap on purpose. Inflation soars. Or they have to do extreme things with internet with interest rates to control it. Inflation soars, and they are fomenting social unrest in the streets, often by letting crime run rampant and doing other things. But they always do a version of this, i.e. opening the border. Okay, so they're at a really hard part where nobody's going to want to go through this part to get to the new America they're making, the one that Barack Obama promised us all those years ago. Lee, and so you've got to do extreme things, extreme trickery, extreme storylines to trick the public into voting for continued misery. And that is where at least till they can get to the part where they silence us, which is always the next phase. You cannot have socialism or authoritarianism like the Democrats, like the left are trying to impose without the next phase, which is silence. Silencing the people that you made all the promises to when they realize the promises not only are not coming true, they're having trouble putting food on the table. This happens every time they try to flip a society into a social society. It's happening right now. So this is why they needed the narrative, okay? And the plan has always been for Joe Biden to drop out now. That has always been the plan. I called this in December and said this week it would happen. Now, the other thing I said would happen is that Kamala Harris would be pushed aside, or they would try to push her aside. They would have to do that because, Lee, for most of Joe Biden's presidency, Kamala Harris has been less popular than Joe. Mm-hmm. She tends to pull, you know, a point or two behind him. Lately, after that disastrous debate performance, she's doing a little better than Joe, only compared to Joe.
Yeah.
But the idea that the Democrats have put themselves through this kind of pain to replace Joe with a candidate equally unpopular or pretty close, here's what I think's happening right now. I think all these people you've seen endorse Kamala, the Clintons, all these big names, the Democrat primary and the Democrat Party, are, you know, right after their endorsement on the phone, lobbying the delegates against her. That's what I think is going on right now. Yeah. I think they made the endorsement because you got to endorse the pretend black woman. She ain't that black. But you got to endorse the intend black woman, pretend black woman, who once, by the way, ran as an Indian. She said she was Indian, but now she's black. Anyway, she's more white and Indian than anything else. But we're going to pretend for the purpose of this election that she's black, right? That's what she's doing, so we'll go along with it. So she's a little bit of African-American blood, but her family, remember, Lee, were slaveholders. My family didn't even hold slaves, right? So, I mean, and her dad likes to remind people of that. Hey, we were a slave-owning family. Her dad doesn't like her much, which, you know, is if you go back and read about the clashes with the dad, they're actually pretty funny. But anyway, Kamala Harris, they don't want her. Why go through all this pain to replace her? But you got to come out and endorse her at this point before you try to take her out. So it'll look like the party welcomed Kamala and we can move to the next phase of the narrative. Oh, look there. We're not a racist party. We endorse her, but the delegates don't want her. So let's see if they can move the ball. Because this has been the worst movement of the ball by the Democrats I've ever seen, Lee.
Yeah.
I mean, Trump was supposed to be at least double convicted by now, heading into his next trial, probably in prison. And they were supposed to swap Biden out for a much more popular candidate, ride the he's a felon train all the way home. And everyone would forget about the fact that they're struggling to afford food unless they're upper middle class. That was the plan as I laid it out in December. And it's interesting that Joe Biden seems to be going along with that plan to the week. So let's see what happens next. Let's see what happens. Let's see if Kamala Harris can make it through a blitz primary. Let's see if they hold a blitz primary like they said they would a few weeks ago.
Talking about seeing, let's see Joe Biden say that he's not running. Because all we've seen is a letter posted on X.
Good point. Gosh, I hadn't even thought of that.
I mean, it is stunning to me, absolutely stunning, that this whole thing was predicated by a single post to X that was supposedly Joe Biden's letter. I'm not saying the letter's not true, don't get me wrong, but it's like, how in the world, and I think it was Dana Perino that brought up this point too immediately after this, how did you not do a video, at least a video of Joe Biden for a few seconds saying, for the good of the party, I've decided not to run. Thank you. God bless. I mean, if not even that. We have not seen Joe Biden yet. Does he know that he's not running? Has he actually agreed to not running?
These are legitimate questions.
Yes, they are.
Lee,
oh,
they
absolutely.
Are. Oh, my gosh.
These are absolutely legitimate questions. We have not seen Joe Biden say, I am not running. We have simply seen a piece of paper, or at least the image of what is supposed to be a piece of paper, posted on X. And then we've got a whole bunch of phone call conversations, supposedly, from people in his circle that have said this and that and the other thing, and other people that are saying it's good, it's bad, it's whatever. We have not seen Joe Biden say, I am not running.
Good point. And you know what? Joe Biden's been saying he's running.
Absolutely.
Consistently
for the way to within hours of this. I'm in it to win it. All last week, it was like, I'm in it to win it. Where is he? Is he still out on the beach in Rehoboth?
Your good point. Does he even know that he's quit the election?
Yeah. Anybody want to check the beach umbrella out there in the chair and see if Joe's still there?
Lee, this is a good point. Somebody ought to cite him. Like, get a beat on him. Like, yeah. Make sure he's still alive and not weakened to Bernie's.
We need to do a welfare check.
Thank you. Like you do on the elderly.
Yes, exactly.
We need a welfare check at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Or at the beach house.
Another question. Did he do this under duress?
Good point.
I'm just saying. I mean, listen, these are exactly the questions that would be asked of any other candidate if you did not have a candidate. If this were not a candidate that the media had not been lying for and covering for his entire term. And Sean Hannity, I think, said this last night. Look, we knew about Joe's cognitive decline as we were going into the election in 2020. You and I talked about it. Other people talked about it. He has been in decline when he was vice president during the Obama administration. You could tell his decline when he was campaigning for president and during the primaries. This is an open, it's not even an open secret. It is known. And it is something that has been denied by this media. It has been denied by the Democrat Party. These people literally lied and covered up the health, the mental acuity of the president from his campaign all the way through this term up until this date. And he still hasn't said why he's getting out in that piece of that image of a piece of paper we have on X. Didn't say why.
It is a strange way to.
Oh, it is absolutely bizarre. There are so many things. This is what I'm almost wondering if this isn't some kind of simulation and this isn't really happening, because you look at the failed assassination attempt on Trump that killed one of his, you know, supporters and injured two others severely. You've got, you know, Cheadle supposedly going to be appearing before Congress today. And I'm hearing some rumors in the media that her first thing, maybe she resigns. I certainly hope so, but
she's going to have to. She can't sustain the questioning given what's come out this weekend.
No. I mean, she's going to have to ask for, Fifth Amendment protection. You know, I'm refused to testify on the grounds that it may incriminate me. But then you look at all this stuff surrounding Joe Biden and him supposedly pulling out of the race. And it's just like he doesn't even appear, make a video statement. This is the 21st century. This is the president that the Democrat Party is going to run on talking about his tech record and job record and all he's done for women's rights and LGBTQ plus and all this other stuff. And he issues, or at least supposedly issues, a letter that an image of it is posted on X to say, I'm not running. And we don't see him. We don't even hear him. There's not even audio of Joe Biden say, I'm not running. Where is this? Why is the media not asking these questions? I mean, I'm sure somebody on Fox probably is.
Everything in this country suddenly feels strange, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right down to Lee, that phone call that we got, I thought a lot about it over the weekend about the CrowdStrike crash.
Yeah, no, no.
I thought a lot about it. You talked about it in the news. We had a guy call in who maintains and fixes four convenience stores, gas stations, debit card, you know, machines.
Right.
Right? That's what he does for a living. He called. And he said something remarkable. He said, this didn't start today. He said, this has been going for 3 days. We've been zone to zone to zone dealing with this. Well, the CEO of CrowdStrike, I went through his audio this weekend. He was acting like it just started, but they were on it right away. This guy said, no, it's been running quietly in the background for days like this. We've been, you know, he was exhausted. The machines have been crashing. He said, it's actually slowing down on Friday. That's weird. The guy went on the air and said, we just found it, but, you know, we discovered it, we're on it, we're going to get patched right away. Things are very mm-hmm. strange times
yep.
that we are living in. All right, so much news today. We'll get to it up next.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Meanwhile, folks, things getting exponentially weirder with the assassination attempt here. Just wow. Okay, so let's start with this. as I went off the air on Friday, Congressman Mike Walls was out to let us know this wasn't a regular kid. This wasn't a regular shooter. One of these school shooters, they're weird. They leave manifestos. They have strange reasons, usually relating to fame, for wanting to do the shooting. This wasn't that. This was something else. The shooter had not one, not two, but three encrypted foreign accounts. Here's Congressman Mike Walls breaking this whole very strange set of facts on Fox News.
Broader, much deeper. I mean, I just talked to one of the agents a few hours ago. I talked to some Sunday. The agents are pissed. They're frustrated. They've repeatedly asked for resources. Donald Trump isn't your normal average former president. He's not Jimmy Carter sitting in the old folks' home. And oh, by the way, some other things are coming out, like the shooter had three encrypted accounts overseas. At the same time, we're having an Iranian plot. I think this is going to go much broader, much deeper, but the agents are going to hold her to accounts. Their lives on the lines, and she was not giving the resources they were requesting. But one other thing, Jesse, that Pittsburgh field office was the one responsible for the advance. That was clearly not done appropriately and distracted by Dr. Jill.
And the Pittsburgh field office was also responsible for covering up that bribery Ukraine tip that came in as well. Are you saying that you're getting information that says there's encrypted communications between crooks and foreign sources?
What we know, and this was on the briefing we just received, he had three encrypted overseas accounts the FBI is trying to get into.
What do you mean by overseas accounts?
Well, we know that they were based in servers overseas, and so you've got to work over there with the FBI liaisons overseas to start getting into them through their authorities.
Do you believe this attempt on the former president's life has some sort of foreign nexus?
Well, we know the Iranians have been trying for years, not only him, but everybody, Pompeo and others, involved in the Soleimani strike.
Yes. So there's already been one Iranian assassination plot against Pompeo, Mike Pompeo, who was Trump's Secretary of State, and John Bolton, who was his national security advisor. And that guy's being tried. What did the assassin do? He was sent by the Iranian National Guard to America to try to recruit other assassins to take out Pompeo and Bolton. That's the significance there that they're talking about. Jesse Waters on Fox News and the Congress member, Mike Walls. That's the significance they're talking about. These people don't just come and kill them themselves. They recruit others to do it. That would be the potential significance of the encrypted accounts, okay? Now, I want to follow this up with this. This was on a different show. Jesse Waters said an amazing thing, was a throwaway line, and it just about broke my brain. Here's what he said. I'm going to play it twice because this is going to level you when you hear what their intel agency sources are telling Fox News. Okay, listen closely to this.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
I know you're busy. I know you're fiddling with things in your car, your house. You're trying to get to work. I'm going to play that again because if you weren't fully tuned into this show, you are now. Jesse Waters on what Washington, D.C. intelligence agency, federal intelligence agency sources are telling Fox News.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
Why would you leak that? Why would you do that? You want to normalize the idea that, Trump might die. And killing Trump or somebody killing Trump, gosh darn, that's all very normal now. So normal that we don't even fire Secret Service directors. That's just par for the course. Hope he can survive. And then we find out that Alejandro Mayorkas, who is the head of the Department of Homeland Security, which is over the Secret Service. Okay, so he is Kimberly Cheadle's boss. Kimberly Cheadle's lying boss. Lied. Over the weekend, we found out they lied. They were saying, nah, Trump and his team didn't request more security. They didn't feel like they weren't being properly protected. No, that didn't happen. Here's Mayorkas lying. Over the weekend, they admitted, okay, yeah, they did request more security. If they're lying about this as it regards the assassination attempt, and we've caught them in so many other lies about the assassination attempt, they call it, you know, changing the timeline, but they were lies. What else are they lying about regarding the assassination attempt? Here's Mayorkas boldface lying last week when asked, hey, you know, we hear that Trump and his Secret Service team requested more protection. We hear that. Is that true, Alejandro? You lying piece of dirt.
You also received a letter from the chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee that suggests your department may have, quote, rebuffed multiple requests from President Trump's security detail to increase protective resources. How do you respond to that?
That is an unequivocally false assertion. We keep very close watch on a very dynamic threat environment. The president, the former president, are commonly consistently under threat. We take every single threat seriously. We make security adjustments as are warranted. We had enhanced security for the former president beginning at least in June.
Oh,
we have not received any requests for additional security measures that were rebuffed. That assertion is unequivocally false.
They now admit it's true. Text her in the Common Sense Retirement Planning at text line 71307 writes about what Lee was saying earlier. Strange that Biden's team wasn't told of him standing down until 1 minute before the letter was sent out. And it's ironic that an 84-year-old Pelosi is orchestrating the coup against Biden. Everything is strange. Texter writes, hey, Tara, who is Iran's greatest ally now? Well, that would be the Barack Obama DNC. Yes, not only protected them as they got nukes, which now we're told by our Secretary of State we're 2 to 3 weeks away from, made sure they had the funding to get the nukes, including, remember, sending it on pallets of cash. Iran may be on paper the enemy of the of America, but it is the ally of the Democrat Party. Never forget that. All right, we'll be right back. Good morning. Okay, so much to cover today, I almost don't know where to begin. But I'm going to start with Michael Schellenberger. Who's figured this out. Liberal journalist and Bernie Sanders at the Time supporter, but also one of the gravest critics of the deep state and the Democrat Party. He said, folks, this is not the second time, or even the first time, the Democrat Party has interfered to select your leaders in an undemocratic fashion. He says this is the third time that it has happened. Again, I predicted this back in December. And you know how I was able to do that? This was always planned. From the beginning. Otherwise, how was I able to say it would happen not just that Joe Biden would step down, but that he would step down this week right after the Republican convention? I nailed it to the week. Because this has always been the plan. Plans never changed. This is a narrative. Not just one lie, but a whole big story that's a lie. A whole big crafted series of events made to look as if they are occurring in real time. That's how I was able to predict it. That this would happen right now. Right now. Because they can't run Joe. Joe's a blunt instrument of destruction. We know that. They couldn't run with Joe. So what they need to do is bring in someone else who can say, well, you know, gosh darn, Joe Biden, poor old Joe. I mean, he's demented. That's why you can't afford food. He's not good at running things. That's why the border's wide open. He's just, you know, we wanted to secure the border, but, you know, so hard. And when you have dementia and old timers, you know, you can't really secure the border. We feel like we're victims of an open border too. Hey, vote for us. We'll fix it. And they won't. They won't fix it. They need 4 more years to finish off the country, particularly as it regards their border voter drive. So they're going to try to hose you. Guarantee you right now, there is a second ferocious battle going on inside the Democrat Party. Absolute ferocious battle. all of those big names, including the Clintons that you saw, endorse Kamala Harris, immediately got on a phone after that to lobby against Kamala Harris. You don't burn through this amount of political capital to get rid of Joe, only to replace him with somebody who's as unpopular as he is and as tainted with these Democrat policies as Kamala is. Now, I don't know if they're going to win. They have lost control of what was supposed to be an orderly process. They just barely got Joe out. But they got a problem with Kamala. Because all of the rest of the people... See, here's the thing that I'm going to level with you about this. Here's the thing. The most historically unpopular candidate ever to run for the presidency at this point is Joe Biden. The second most unpopular person to ever run for the presidency right now may have changed a little since the assassination is Donald Trump. Just in terms of polling, they have done a lot of damage to him over the years with their fake coverage and their lies. And sitting there in between the three in the margin of error in terms of favorability is Kamala Harris. Do you remember the days when we didn't believe polling? When if I came on the show and said, wow, Trump's down, the text line would explode with people saying they're just lying. We didn't used to believe pollsters, y'all. And for good reason, they lied to us before. They told us Hillary was going to win by like a bunch of points. You shouldn't believe them now. The second the replacement candidate is in place, if it's anybody but Kamala, those polls go flip and they're going to begin the mind job on the American people that person is more popular than Trump. You should get rid of Donald Trump. And the Democrat Party, if they could flip Kamala out of there somehow, think blitz primary, which they've already floated, they can play the victim too. They can say, well, Joe just managed the country poorly. Look, I didn't agree with what Joe is doing on a border. I didn't agree with how poor you are now when you try to check out at the grocery store. Joe just screwed up, man. But I'm not gonna. I'm a victim too. It hurts me just as much as you when I check out at the grocery store. They have no intention of changing any of these policies. And this is why I and I alone have been saying, if there's somebody else, tell me. For months, and Leo backed me up on this. We should stop blaming Joe for this stuff. We are writing the narrative for them. We should start blaming Democrat policies. They are smart. They kept saying MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. They don't blame it on Trump. They blame it on MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. Why? Because they weren't 100% sure until they came out of the convention that Trump would be the nominee. So right now, they are trying their level best to replace her, no matter what they say. Now, will they succeed? I don't know. Because they've kind of, when you knock it to the delegates, you've lost control of the process. You have. But think about, and a lot of people are going to text me and say, oh, they can't use the money. They have to go with Kamala, $200 million sitting there in their bank account. Look, these are people who raised $30 million in a weekend with George Clooney. They're not worried about it. They're not worried about it. Worst case scenario, UK Daily Mail says they could return all of the cash to the donors and the donors could reallocate. They'll get around it. If they can get around her. And they got to get around her. But the first phase of them trying to get around her, and this is what you're seeing right now, the first phase of them trying to get around Kamala Harris is going to be, we love her. She's you know, we love her. Oh, she's very diverse. Look at her. The best DEI hire ever. A woman so unpopular in her own party, and they know this, that she finished with less than 3% of the vote and had to drop out of the primary. The woman couldn't even get black vote. And she claims to be black. She's very minimally black, but whatever. She couldn't get the black vote, folks. They don't like her. Never forget that. She was done politically when she dropped out. A has-been. Someone we've never talked about because nobody liked her. You gonna run that? Again, a woman who has pulled... after, behind Joe Biden for most of the 3 years of the Biden presidency. I hope they do. I hope they do. They're not that dumb, but I hope that they do. We can beat her. And they know it. If they didn't know it, they wouldn't have deliberately insecured and unsecured that rally. They wouldn't be warning us if Trump weren't really beating her and Biden. They wouldn't be warning us, oh, hey, those Iranians... yeah, probably going to try to kill Trump a few more times coming up. Don't worry. That's all normal. It's all normal to see your candidate almost get assassinated. Don't think anything's weird about that. Again, I'm going to play the heck out of this audio today. If you're one of those who listen to the show all the way through, forgive me. The American people need to hear this 13 seconds, sorry, from Jesse Waters over and over and over and over again.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
No, they want to normalize it. Well, you know, look at those Iranians. They're mad. He shouldn't have killed Soleimani. We said at the time, we love Soleimani. We love Iranians. So, you know, I mean, just because Soleimani might have killed and hurt some of our troops, we don't care about our troops. This is the Democrats speaking. That's what they're saying. It's normal to watch your president get attempted repeat assassinated, or maybe actually assassinated. It's all very normal. Just getting y'all ready for it over there at Fox. What the heck is going on in this country? And then the Ron Johnson report. Senator Ron Johnson, wait till you hear this coming up. Liberal journalist and Democrat, also one of the Democrats' fiercest critics, particularly on censorship, Michael Schellenberger, laid it out perfectly. But in the fall, I predicted, I said the elites are going to select or attempt to select the two general election candidates for you. You will not be allowed to choose. You'll only be allowed to proceed to the voting booth and vote for whoever they have selected for you. The lawfare against Trump was part of that. They fake convicted him 34 times. 34 felony counts, right? Didn't have the impact they hoped, and a lot of the other cases have foundered, a lot of times based on the Democrats' own criminality or just skirting of laws themselves. But Schellenberger says, listen, this is the third time Democratic elites have selected the candidate for Americans. Here we go. Schellenberger yesterday. He's right about this. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
This is the third time in three presidential elections that Democratic Party elites have subverted democracy to choose a presidential candidate. The first time this occurred was in 2016 when the Democratic National Committee manipulated both the money and the process to help Hillary Clinton defeat Bernie Sanders. The second time was in 2020 when party elites pushed out Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar so Elizabeth Warren could split the progressive vote with Sanders, creating a path to victory for Biden. This year, Biden and the DNC prevented a competitive open primary, and now Biden is deciding who will be the nominee for the Democrats. Harris was deeply unpopular with Democratic voters when she ran in 2020, leading her to drop out of the primaries after her polling plummeted to the single digits. Now, it's true, Democratic elites followed the formal rules. Most Democrats agreed that Biden should step down, and a Democrat could still challenge Kamala Harris at the convention. But the party undermined the spirit of democracy in every election. Democracy at its core is about letting the people decide for themselves. That didn't happen. In fact, a very small number of Democratic Party donors and media elites chose Hillary Clinton, Biden, and Harris. And in many ways, it was the media who influenced the donors and decided that Biden should go after his disastrous debate performance. So to the extent that ordinary Democratic Party voters turned against Biden, it was in response to the media turning on him first. And when the media insisted that Biden was fine and that the worries about his health were just right-wing propaganda, Democratic voters were loyal to him. So while it's true that someone could challenge Harris for the nomination still, it's very hard to see that happening.
Okay, given so yes, it is, but they're going to work on it right now. So Michael Schellenberger laying this out. Democrat elites select candidates now. They don't leave it up to the plebs, not even their own sheeple, to get it right. More on this on the other side.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning. Okay, so much to cover today, I almost don't know where to begin. But I'm going to start with Michael Schellenberger. Who's figured this out. Liberal journalist and Bernie Sanders at the Time supporter, but also one of the gravest critics of the deep state and the Democrat Party. He said, folks, this is not the second time, or even the first time, the Democrat Party has interfered to select your leaders in an undemocratic fashion. He says this is the third time that it has happened. Again, I predicted this back in December. And you know how I was able to do that? This was always planned. From the beginning. Otherwise, how was I able to say it would happen, not just that Joe Biden would step down, but that he would step down this week right after the Republican convention? I nailed it to the week. Because this has always been the plan. Plans never changed. This is a narrative, not just one lie, but a whole big story that's a lie. A whole big crafted series of events made to look as if they are occurring in real time. That's how I was able to predict it, that this would happen right now. Right now. Because they can't run Joe. Joe's a blunt instrument of destruction. We know that. They couldn't run with Joe. So what they need to do is bring in someone else who can say, well, you know, gosh darn, Joe Biden, poor old Joe. I mean, he's demented. That's why you can't afford food. He's not good at running things. That's why the border's wide open. He's just, you know, we wanted a secure border, but, you know, so hard. And when you have dementia and old timers, you know, you can't really secure the border. We feel like we're victims of an open border, too. Hey, vote for us. We'll fix it. And they won't. They won't fix it. They need four more years to finish off the country, particularly as it regards their border voter drive. So they're going to try to hose you. Guarantee you right now, there is a second ferocious battle going on inside the Democrat Party. Absolutely ferocious battle. All of those big names, including the Clintons, that you saw endorse Kamala Harris, immediately got on a phone after that to lobby against Kamala Harris. You don't burn through this amount of political capital to get rid of Joe, only to replace him with somebody who's as unpopular as he is and as tainted with these Democrat policies as Kamala is. Now, I don't know if they're going to win. They have lost control of what was supposed to be an orderly process. They just barely got Joe out. But they got a problem with Kamala. Because all of the rest of the people... See, here's the thing, I'm going to level with you about this. Here's the thing. The most historically unpopular candidate ever to run for the presidency at this point is Joe Biden. The second most unpopular person to ever run for the presidency right now may have changed a little since the assassination is Donald Trump. Just in terms of polling, they have done a lot of damage to him over the years with their fake coverage and their lies. And sitting there in between the three in the margin of error in terms of favorability is Kamala Harris. Do you remember the days when we didn't believe polling? When if I came on the show and said, wow, Trump's down, the text line would explode with people saying they're just lying. We didn't used to believe pollsters, y'all. And for good reason, they lied to us before. They told us Hillary was going to win by like a bunch of points. You shouldn't believe them now. The second the replacement candidate is in place, if it's anybody but Kamala, those polls go flip and they're going to begin the mind job on the American people that person is more popular than Trump. You should get rid of Donald Trump. And the Democrat Party, if they could flip Kamala out of there somehow, think blitz primary, which they've already floated, they can play the victim too. They can say, well, Joe just managed the country poorly. Look, I didn't agree with what Joe is doing on a border. I didn't agree with how poor you are now when you try to check out at the grocery store. Joe just screwed up, man. But I'm not gonna. I'm a victim too. It hurts me just as much as you when I check out at the grocery store. They have no intention of changing any of these policies. And this is why I alone have been saying, if there's somebody else, tell me, for months, and Leo backed me up on this. We should stop blaming Joe for this stuff. We are writing the narrative for them. We should start blaming Democrat policies. They are smart. They kept saying MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. They don't blame it on Trump. They blame it on MAGA Republicans, MAGA Republicans. Why? Because they weren't 100% sure until they came out of the convention that Trump would be the nominee. So right now, they are trying their level best to replace her, no matter what they say. Now, will they succeed? I don't know. Because they've kind of, when you knock it to the delegates, you've lost control of the process. You have. But think about, and a lot of people are going to text me and say, oh, they can't use the money. They have to go with Kamala, $200 million sitting there in a bank account. Look, these are people who raised $30 million in a weekend with George Clooney. They're not worried about it. They're not worried about it. Worst case scenario, UK Daily Mail says they could return all of the cash to the donors and the donors could reallocate. They'll get around it if they can get around her. And they got to get around her. But the first phase of them trying to get around her, and this is what you're seeing right now, the first phase of them trying to get around Kamala Harris is going to be, we love her. She's you know, we love her. Oh, she's very diverse. Look at her. The best DEI hire ever. A woman so unpopular in her own party, and they know this, that she finished with less than 3% of the vote and had to drop out of the primary. The woman couldn't even get black vote. And she claims to be black. She's very minimally black, but whatever. She couldn't get the black vote, folks. They don't like her. Never forget that. She was done politically when she dropped out. A has-been, someone we've never talked about because nobody liked her. You gonna run that? Again, a woman who has pulled after, behind Joe Biden for most of the 3 years of the Biden presidency. I hope they do. I hope they do. They're not that dumb, but I hope that they do. We can beat her. And they know it. If they didn't know it, they wouldn't have deliberately insecured and unsecured that rally. They wouldn't be warning us if Trump weren't really beating her and Biden. They wouldn't be warning us, oh, hey, those Iranians, yeah, probably going to try to kill Trump a few more times coming up. Don't worry. That's all normal. It's all normal to see your candidate almost get assassinated. Don't think anything's weird about that. Again, I'm going to play the heck out of this audio today. If you're one of those who listen to the show all the way through, forgive me. The American people need to hear this 13 seconds, sorry, from Jesse Waters over and over and over and over again.
And now we're getting leaks from the intelligence community that the Iranians have a fatwa on 45. And, quote, there may be more attempts on Trump's life in the coming weeks. This is completely unacceptable.
No, they want to normalize it. Well, you know, look at those Iranians. They're mad. He shouldn't have killed Soleimani. We said it's a time. We love Soleimani. We love Iranians. So, you know, I mean, just because Soleimani might have killed and hurt some of our troops, we don't care about our troops. This is the Democrats speaking. That's what they're saying. It's normal to watch your president get attempted repeat assassinated, or maybe actually assassinated. It's all very normal. Just getting y'all ready for it over there at Fox. What the heck is going on in this country? And then the Ron Johnson report, Senator Ron Johnson, wait till you hear this coming up. Liberal journalist and Democrat, also one of the Democrats' fiercest critics, particularly on censorship, Michael Schellenberger, laid it out perfectly. But in the fall, I predicted, I said the elites are going to select or attempt to select the two general election candidates for you. You will not be allowed to choose. You'll only be allowed to proceed to the voting booth and vote for whoever they have selected for you. The lawfare against Trump was part of that. They fake convicted him 34 times, 34 felony counts, right? Didn't have the impact they hoped, and a lot of the other cases have foundered, a lot of times based on the Democrats' own criminality or just skirting of laws themselves. But Schellenberger says, listen, this is the third time Democratic elites have selected the candidate for Americans. Here we go. Schellenberger yesterday. He's right about this. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
This is the third time in three presidential elections that Democratic Party elites have subverted democracy to choose a presidential candidate. The first time this occurred was in 2016 when the Democratic National Committee manipulated both the money and the process to help Hillary Clinton defeat Bernie Sanders. The second time was in 2020 when party elites pushed out Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar so Elizabeth Warren could split the progressive vote with Sanders, creating a path to victory for Biden. This year, Biden and the DNC prevented a competitive open primary, and now Biden is deciding who will be the nominee for the Democrats. Harris was deeply unpopular with Democratic voters when she ran in 2020, leading her to drop out of the primaries after her polling plummeted to the single digits. Now, it's true, Democratic elites followed the formal rules. Most Democrats agreed that Biden should step down, and a Democrat could still challenge Kamala Harris at the convention. But the party undermined the spirit of democracy in every election. Democracy at its core is about letting the people decide for themselves. That didn't happen. In fact, a very small number of Democratic Party donors and media elites chose Hillary Clinton, Biden, and Harris. And in many ways, it was the media who influenced the donors and decided that Biden should go after his disastrous debate performance. So to the extent that ordinary Democratic Party voters turned against Biden, it was in response to the media turning on him first. And when the media insisted that Biden was fine and that the worries about his health were just right-wing propaganda, Democratic voters were loyal to him. So while it's true that someone could challenge Harris for the nomination still, it's very hard to see that happening.
Okay, given so Biden's yes, it is, but they're going to work on it right now. So Michael Schellenberger laying this out. Democrat elites select candidates now. They don't leave it up to the plebs, not even their own sheeple, to get it right. More on this on the other side. Liberal journalist and Democrat, also one of the Democrats' fiercest critics, particularly on censorship, Michael Schellenberger, laid it out perfectly. But in the fall, I predicted, I said the elites are going to select or attempt to select the two general election candidates for you. You will not be allowed to choose. You'll only be allowed to proceed to the voting booth and vote for whoever they have selected for you. The lawfare against Trump was part of that. They fake convicted him 34 times. 34 felony counts, right? Didn't have the impact they hoped, and a lot of the other cases have foundered, a lot of times based on the Democrats' own criminality or just skirting of laws themselves. But Schellenberger says, listen, this is the third time Democratic elites have selected the candidate for Americans. Here we go. Schellenberger yesterday. He's right about this. Okay, hold on. Here we go.
This is the third time in three presidential elections that Democratic Party elites have subverted democracy to choose a presidential candidate. The first time this occurred was in 2016 when the Democratic National Committee manipulated both the money and the process to help Hillary Clinton defeat Bernie Sanders. The second time was in 2020 when party elites pushed out Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar so Elizabeth Warren could split the progressive vote with Sanders, creating a path to victory for Biden. This year, Biden and the DNC prevented a competitive open primary, and now Biden is deciding who will be the nominee for the Democrats. Harris was deeply unpopular with Democratic voters when she ran in 2020, leading her to drop out of the primaries after her polling plummeted to the single digits. Now, it's true, Democratic elites followed the formal rules. Most Democrats agreed that Biden should step down, and a Democrat could still challenge Kamala Harris at the convention. But the party undermined the spirit of democracy in every election. Democracy at its core is about letting the people decide for themselves. That didn't happen. In fact, a very small number of Democratic Party donors and media elites chose Hillary Clinton, Biden, and Harris. And in many ways, it was the media who influenced the donors and decided that Biden should go after his disastrous debate performance. So to the extent that ordinary Democratic Party voters turned against Biden, it was in response to the media turning on him first. And when the media insisted that Biden was fine and that the worries about his health were just right-wing propaganda, Democratic voters were loyal to him. So while it's true that someone could challenge Harris for the nomination still, it's very hard to see that happening.
Okay, given so Biden's yes, it is, but they're going to work on it right now. So Michael Schellenberger laying this out. Democrat elites select candidates now. They don't leave it up to the plebs, not even their own sheeple, to get it right. More on this on the other side.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.